Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, October 21st, 2024. The Maine Attorney General's office has issued a warning about misleading ads and solicitations for solar panel installations. I'll be giving their phone number and website in just a minute in case you have questions, but here's what they want the public to know. Quote, Maine is not requiring any homeowner to convert to solar for their energy needs. Maine does not currently have any government program offering incentives, grants, rebates, or tax credits for the installation of solar panels on homes in Maine. Maine has not approved or selected any particular county, city, town, or neighborhood for conversion to solar. If you are considering installing a solar array at your home and financing or deferring the cost of that installation, remember, although companies may advertise that there is no upfront cost, much like other consumer financing agreements, this is not free. Some contracts may create financial obligations like a mortgage or long-term lease. They can have long terms, 20 plus years, over which you will be making regular payments to a third party, and payments may increase over time. You may not own the panels after they are installed, so if you decide to sell your home, you may have to purchase them outright or reduce the asking price. If you were solicited and did not make the first contact with the business, you have the right to cancel within 3 business days of signing the contract. The business must inform you of your right to cancel and cannot require you to waive your right to cancel. It is illegal for the business to start work during those 3 days if the work is to be done at your home. If you're concerned that you've been the victim of a solar scam, please contact the Office of the Maine Attorney General. Their phone number is 207-626-8849. You can also go to their website, maine.gov/ag/consumer/complaints. The League of Women Voters of the Bangor area is holding a candidate meet and greet night tomorrow, Tuesday, October 22nd. All of the candidates running to represent Bangor in the state legislature and those running for a Penobscot County office, whose names will be on the November ballot, have been invited to participate. Each candidate will be given a table for campaign literature to allow interaction with individual members of the public. Each candidate will also be given equal time to address the gathering, and there'll be time for a few questions from the public that all candidates will be given a minute to answer. The League of Women Voters of Maine will provide copies of their voter's guide and information about the mechanics of voting in this year's election. The event, like the League of Women Voters, is nonpartisan. Attendance will be in person tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at the Wellman Commons, formerly the Bangor Theological Seminary, on Union Street in Bangor. Late last week, the Maine Economic Research Institute, a project of the Maine Chamber of Commerce, released their 2024 roll call publication. With a focus on business and industry, they have scored and ranked legislators based on their votes. MERI is a nonpartisan, independent, not-for-profit organization formed to conduct research, analysis, and reporting on economic issues. Reading from their announcement, quote, MERI cautions that legislator support for proposals that grow, not hinder, Maine's economy must increase for Maine's economy to compete and succeed, end quote. You can read their report at me-ri.org, me-ri.org. WERU will be broadcasting Democracy Now!'s coverage of election night this year, along with short breaks for local news. I'm looking for people from our community to check in with on election night. If you're going to be at a campaign headquarters watching the results and would be willing to check in by phone, please get in touch. Also, if you see anything unusual at the polls when you go to vote on election day anywhere in Maine, please let us know. You can reach me at news@weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. I'll see you tomorrow.